Welcome to Food Trek. I'm your host, Tori Dalhoff. The number of black farmers and the amount of farmland owned by black farmers has dwindled significantly in the United States over the last century. The same is true in the state of Illinois. According to reporting from Investigate Midwest in February of this year, USDA data show that in 1920, black farmers accounted for 14% of all producers. Today, that number is 1.4%. In the 1920s in Illinois, there were 890 black producers, but today, black producers own only 188 of the 70,000 farms in the state. In March, the Illinois General Assembly passed the Ag Equity Commission Act to study and provide recommendations to state leaders to increase equity in agriculture for minority farmers, small farms, and specialty crop farms. However, Illinois lawmakers were unable to pass the Black Farmers Restoration Act, a more comprehensive bill aimed at putting more Illinois farmland in the hands of socially disadvantaged farmers and to families with a history of land dispossession. Today on Food Trek, we wanted to highlight the efforts of one of Central Illinois' black farmers who has spent decades in the Midwest and Central Illinois working toward the goal of someday owning her own farmland. Her name is Janet Zintambila, and she operates CHJ Umoya Gardens in Normal, Illinois, where she has been on a mission to build cross-cultural community ties through food and farming.
I'm originally from Kenya. I think I've lived here for 42 years, and my parents were farmers. So we grew up on farm. Everybody had to participate. I mean, you live in a home, there are chores to be done, there's weeding to be done, harvesting to be done. And so it's just a natural part of many of us who grew up in Kenya or in Africa. Farming is just part of us. It's in our gene. So when I came here, it made sense for me to connect with the land and be able to do the things that I used to do back home. So my life really has revolved around the farming. I don't own land yet. It's one of my dreams. But I started when I lived with a family in Iowa. They had a small place where I was able to grow vegetables. Then moved into Peoria and I met some farmers. So I was able to work on their farm and help out.
Over the years, Janet has collaborated with numerous farm families to find creative ways to bring her products to market, with a focus on supporting the culinary traditions of those in her Kenyan community and sharing her love of Kenyan food with her neighbors.
Farming is a challenging business. I think being a female, farming is a physical job and it requires a lot of lifting, a lot of moving. But it hasn't hindered me from doing what I need to. I think as a black woman or an African woman, it still poses issues. There are barriers, but I believe farming is for everybody and nobody should be limited from farming just because you are either black or you're a Mexican or you're white. The opportunities are there. It's just the land access is not as available as we would like it to be. I like to grow onions, turnips, mustard greens, like the amaranth. We have kale, collards, tomatoes, and then corn, of course, or maize. We call it maize. It's one of our larger crops. So, and it's other farmers growing it for us. My dream is to own maybe 5 acres on my own someday, but for now, I'm just leasing land from friends. Farming is my passion. I told somebody the other day, I'll die farming. And the reason I say this is there's something that farming does to my soul and to my being. I can't wait and be out in the farm and get my hands dirty and run and move. When we grow our own, you know what you're growing. You know what seed you're putting in the ground. And it's interesting to watch it grow. And then you harvest and you cook it and prepare and share with friends or put it on the table.
And put it on the table, she certainly did. We joined Janet recently in Ashkim, Illinois, where she prepared and shared some of her favorite Kenyan dishes with friends and employees of Janie's Mill. Janet is working with the mill to produce and market a white cornmeal that is a key ingredient in dishes like ugali, a thick corn paste that is a staple at the Kenyan dinner table.
Yeah, I'll So we, food is so cultural, but I think we need to merge the cultures so we can taste each other's food. And my whole idea is, hey, let's all get at this big banquet table and share, you know, each other's foods and learn from each other. So it's just one of those beginnings for us to take our food out so people can know, okay, this is what African food tastes like. So I'll just sing a little song to honor the continent of Africa, more like a prayer. So, Africa, 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 nakupenda kwa moyo wote.
That's all for Food Trek today. Special thanks to my co-producer Allison Walsh. Music was provided by Guitars and Bogus Moses. You can check out an additional video of our meal with Janet at wcbu.org. We'll catch you next time on Food Trek.
Support for WCBU and WGLT agriculture coverage comes from Illinois Farm Bureau and its members, committed to improving Illinois agriculture since 1916.